today, I will not be your friends anymore.
Why?
Just gonna be seen with us. We can still be friends. Hate you.
What's wrong with you? Just because you have a fever.
I don't have a fever yet.
You soon will have one.
Field.
We're at Chili's. My name is Miles Sanchez.
This is Von Reyes.
I'm Cara Messina. Mainit ang
ulo. And you're listening to Thanks, It's My Boss.
Yes.
So anyway,
ang init ng ulo.
Why is your init? Why is your ulo mainit so? Why is your head so hot?
My head is not so hot. It's just that I'm.
He's hot-headed.
No, I'm not hot-headed.
Hot-headed,
I'm gonna kill
hot-headed.
You. I'm gonna kill you. I'm not really so hot-headed. It's just that Cara was here today.
And now I'm not.
She disappeared! Herp me.
Otto's.
So what are you eating, Cara? It's called
crispy calamari puttanesca. You want me to describe it to you?
Yes, describe it.
This is how the menu describes it. It's linguine puttanesca tossed in olive oil with crispy calamari and steamed fresh veggies on the side.
Now here at Chili's, does it taste anything like that, Cara?
It tastes like something.
But it's good.
Does it taste like it is tossed in olive oil?
It's not tossed in any other things.
Is the calamari crispy? Because this is the four-way test in eating in restaurants.
Actually, it is.
Is it fair to all concerned?
What is fair? But you the know. World.
And is the steam? Are the steamed fresh veggies on the side?
Or not on the side?
It's kind of like on the bottom side.
Oh.
But it's...
No point.
It's good.
It's good. Okay. And what are you drinking?
Some kind of iced tea.
Some kind of iced tea.
It's spicy.
Earlier I had like some New Zealand baked mussels. So it was really good. And it was described as fresh, whatever. So I was thinking maybe it's like not really that fresh. It's like fresh-ish.
Okay, I'll look into it. Baked mussels. Garlic butter mussels topped with parmesan cheese, served with garlic bread and marinara sauce for dipping.
Yeah, and they told me that it was fresh from New Zealand. So I kind of, the waiter told me it was fresh from New Zealand. So I kind of tasted it. It wasn't really that fresh. I mean, it's fresh because...
How fresh is fresh if it came from a foreign country? How can you say it's fresh?
Hours.
Hours.
Yeah.
It came out of the water within hours to your plate.
Yeah, that's why I called it freshish, because it's not really fresh, because... It might be fresh because we're closer to New Zealand than like the United States or Europe, but it's not fresh because we are not in New Zealand.
Because it's not that fresh because it's not. Goodbye,
so what's
everybody.
The difference?
No, but
what's
what I'm saying is that
between the mussels in New Zealand and the mussels here.
The mussels here have
are brown.
Have microorganisms living inside them. And can kill you.
Yeah.
Talaba.
Here. It's in the mussels ba talaba or
is it bigger? Is
like
it,
it's called
it
red tide or something.
Is it bigger?
Actually,
no, red tide happens
looks the same.
Because of I'm not a scientific person per se because I'm a religious person.
Uh-huh.
Why are you laughing?
It sounds familiar, that's why.
I'm a man of science.
Copyrighted.
I'm a man of science. Not really, I'm a man of God, of faith. Yeah.
Whatever.
So I don't really know about red tide.
Hey, you're something about saying something about chocolates, Bob.
You know what I hate? You know, we're at this table here, and on our table there's this ad for one of their desserts, and it's heavenly. It has a halo on the top of the. It's a cake. It's called the molten chocolate cake. It's okay. It's described in a positive way. It's heavenly. What I hate is all those chocolate desserts you see now with deadly names.
Yeah, like
you know?
Devil's food cake.
Yes, and death by chocolate. See?
Oh my god, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and I hate that. You know, I know I'm gonna die, so you don't have to remind me while I'm eating my dessert.
But what do they do
so
that?
This is good. But in a way, if you twist it towards that thesis, heavenly, it means already died. So this is one step ahead of that.
Yeah. Actually, why can they change it to something more accessible by to children, like maybe strawberry shortcake.
Yeah. So
like
what do you suggest?
Rainbow pie.
No, rainbow pie like or
chocolate tea, something.
Oh yeah.
Crumpets.
And tea.
And crinkles.
Don't get British on me.
Crinkles.
Don't crinkles.
Get me.
Sing it, girl.
But yeah, why can't we make it more cheerful, like sunshine smile cake?
Yeah, or happy, happy, shiny faces.
Oh yeah, they have that actually in Korea.
Oh, hi Koreans!
happy smile cake.
Yeah.
Or we could actually, you know, a friend of mine, I belong to this org back in the UPN. A friend of mine went to China or Taiwan or something, and she brought us back a box of Taiwanese pastries. Parang they look like our polvoron, but they had really
it's powdery.
Yeah, powdery, milky pastries. They come in really tiny.
That's a nice name for a cake. Powdery milky pastries.
Yeah, but they
are really really good chocolate cake.
Yeah,
by death
with prayer.
But she came back with it.
I just lit two cigarettes.
Yeah. She came back with it, and it was really weird because they had really funky. We'll cut it. Don't worry. We'll edit the cigarettes.
Yes, don't say it.
I am mom of Kara. Kara does not smoke.
Yeah, she's not taking a toke as we speak.
Angela doesn't smoke.
You edit
drugs.
That or I will kill you.
Or drink beer. She goes to church every day.
Uh huh. And fucks the priests.
Oh my god! You're gonna ruin.
You know what the nice part about this? It's live. We're streaming live. No editing. Your life is destroyed. Destroyed.
So Bon and Kara. Anyway. When my friend came back,
about these Taiwanese pastries. Uh huh. We're normal now. We have to drink some medication every 2 minutes or else we go berserk.
Yeah.
Now we're normal, okay?
So she got us back the stuff and they had really funny flavors like Lotus Life.
Lotus Life? How does that actually taste?
Like
nothing
lotus.
Like lotus or life.
Or nothing. Wow.
It was like every single thing, with each one had different flavors, right? But every single thing tasted the same for me. It tasted like milky, powdery stuff.
It's our local polvoron,
yeah,
and it's how many variants of this weird flavors do they have?
Eight flavors.
Can you remember the others?
Yeah, probably
aside
like
from Lotus Life,
a purple dragon, you know, stuff like that. You'd think,
wow.
Yeah, but then she was like, She was like, yeah, I lived in Taiwan for a while, and I can actually taste the difference. I'm like, I don't taste anything. It's just sweet and powdery. But it is so weird. It's like
that's
so
funny,
spiritual.
Though.
So it's a spiritual type
dragons
of
dragons.
Yeah,
purple
I know.
Dragons. Yeah, you
so
think?
What
you know.
Do you choose? Dragons or hell or devil's food?
I'd go with a dragon as long as it's purple because maybe it's a gay dragon and then we can, you know, hang out and stuff.
Oh, we're into the gay dragons.
Uh huh. And really scaly outfits. They're the in thing now. So, dragon. But hell would be a party too because, like they say, all the gays will go to hell. So, if we get to hell, if there is one, it'll be a party.
Yeah.
And I'll bring the dragon with me.
We'll have really.
But
nice
I'm not gay.
Yeah.
No, I just hang out with gay men because they're hot.
And you like to admire them?
From afar.
And you want to be like them?
Yes. And be them and
be inside them.
Yes. And maybe
them. Inside
them
you.
Yeah, You're getting me hot. I have to go now.
Wow. But I remember Chili's here. It's sort of like an upper-end restaurant, right? Because the prices are not so.
Yeah,
when I got here, Miles just finished eating his mussels and he was telling me that they are gouging his eyes out because the prices were so steep. Why did you say that?
Because they were, and I thought.
But now that you've seen that Kara just masticated an entire gigantic plate of pasta.
Masticated.
Kara just ate an entire gigantic plate of pasta.
How gigantic?
Ate a large plate of pasta. I mean, it's not really steep when you look into it. It's really, really large.
It's large. It's large.
They serve large portions. And Miles was saying to me earlier that he was defending his stance that they were gouging his eyes out with the prices because these are common fare. And I told him, no, it's not common fare. Common fare would be fish balls sold on the streets or the local Gigi. It's a fish. It's ganunggong. It's really tasty and sweet.
Or lumpia.
lumpia is...
No, but you would think if you paid 400 for mussels, I think my mussels would... Like, it's 10 bucks, let's say, but...
But if it's from New Zealand.
Pieces. Yeah, that's right. It's from New Zealand.
And where is my pasta?
It's always a bad idea to order seafood in any restaurant because...
You know it's not totally fresh.
Not that, but it'll be expensive and you know, I don't really know what to say now.
But surprisingly enough, it shouldn't be because we're surrounded by water.
Yeah.
And
right now.
People
right now, splash, splash, glug, 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 glug.
It's flooding around us as we speak.
Yes.
Because of the rain.
It's the monsoon season here in the Philippines.
You would think that us living in islands, that we could just go to our backyards and then throw our nets and then we'd be able to pull out mussels from...
For Kara, her fish nets.
Her fish nets. We'd be able to pull out fish from the yard, but it's not. It actually is harder for us to get fish in and around the Manila area than people from other...
The rule would be, don't order seafood that you can, you know...
smell?
No, that you can not... Don't order seafood that you can, you know, cook at your own home. Because if you can replicate whatever it is they're serving...
Oh, okay.
There's no use in...
So what kind of seafood should you order in restaurants that are not found
something
normally?
Something that's hard to cook.
Or hard, or really, really...
Or hard to
like
simulate.
Lobsters.
Yeah, there's a place... Lobster. Maybe we can go there some other time. But we're not a... comedy review show of
for foods.
For food.
But we're just reviewing our food because
we're eating now. And
because
you know,
food
is great. And food is ancient, therefore we are ancient.
And food is necessary.
Hectic.
Damn. Yeah, I'm kind of excited about the Josie interview though. So
yeah. Josie actually
Josie's juicy too.
Yeah.
Josie's got lots of really juicy stories to tell us.
Yeah, but he's sort of or she's sort of hard of English, but she'll get by. And we'll try to translate for you guys what she says on the podcast in Tagalog. So we'll translate into English so you can understand. But as we said earlier, Josie has these strange and, I guess, wonderful powers to
almost
lay...
uncanny.
Yeah, not almost. It's really uncanny.
Really uncanny. Yeah, because I have no first-hand experience of Josie. Miles lived with her
for a while.
For the longest time.
He was my roommate for a while. And he has strange stories. Really, you know, stories that I would want to be a part of. Not with Josie, but me being Josie.
Yeah.
So I'd be able to lay
the
really
kind
hot
of powers
guys, straight
she has
hot
over
guys
straight
from
hot men.
Prestigious schools.
Prestigious schools like
Matute.
Yeah.
Institute of Technology.
And Jose Arroyo.
JRC.
Why are we laughing? These are really prestigious schools.
Are they really? Is there really a Matute? Or is just there is.
Yeah, it's too bad our listeners can't see me wink or cross my fingers.
Yeah.
Or
is there like community colleges? But I went to community college at one point, so...
But in a first world country, so...
Yeah.
It's really
that had
big
Apple
gap.
Computers, yeah.
In our community colleges, we have a woodworking workshops and...
Woodworking is good.
I know.
It's necessary. I remember when I was in high school in Cagayan de Oro, this is a southern city...
I can't relate.
Yeah.
I took up lettercraft, which explains my S&M inclinations.
I can't relate to third world education.
Yeah, because Kara is a princess from
Dubai.
A lesser known island in Macau, which in itself is an island.
It's not an island.
It's a peninsula.
Macau, it's a peninsula?
Yeah.
Is it?
Is it made up of three like islands?
It's a peninsula with two.
Can you spell peninsula?
Peninsula.
Oh.
No, but yeah, Kara had personal education. I had part
no,
of my education was
not.
No, no. You know what? Everybody here, if you get into a good school, that's the curse of all of us here in the Philippines. We experience first world education in the third world country. I heard one of my professors say that you're prepped to be ready for a, you know, because you learn things the first world way. In fact, I think our English literacy is 99.something%. I'm not sure about my statistics, but that's what I hear. And Asian students are ahead of the white kids in terms of math and the sciences.
Yeah.
See, we're prepped for a first
white,
world
when
education.
Says
and
white,
then
he doesn't necessarily mean he's racist. It's just that we call people from the West white.
Yeah. Sometimes in an affectionate way that is almost bad because
that you want to keep
call them
in your bed.
Yeah, in
and
my
have sex with them.
I love them
in a very affectionate
no,
way.
No, they're white. creamy skin, alabaster.
And you're not gay. You just want to be like
them. Yeah, yeah. I'm just poetic.
Yeah.
Pablo Neruda, I will kill you if you're not already dead.
He's still alive. Oh, Pablo is dead pala.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez is still
dead.
No, he's alive.
Yes, he is.
Gabriel Garcia Marquez is alive. He lives in Mexico.
So who's dead? Gael Garcia Bernal. Ismael Bernal is dead. Okay, now we agree on who is dead and who is not. We're not...
But back to education.
Education, yes. How did we get here?
Yeah, because Kara just suddenly burst out saying, I'm sorry, you guys have third world education. I had education in Macau.
Yeah, so that's not entirely true. Because if you studied in the Philippines, well, not in the good schools in the Philippines.
I studied in the States, but part of my education was in the Philippines too.
I don't think that education is really great in Macau.
Yeah, because I think they prop everybody up to become casino workers, right? Oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's what I learned in school.
But Macau, for those who don't know, like most of the people in the States, most of my friends there don't know their geography. So Macau actually is used to be a Portuguese colony.
Which explains their heritage of
Portuguesians.
Yes, and building giant ships to conquer other far off lands.
Yeah.
In another century.
Oh, lands in another.
I'm so sorry. But it is the 21st.
Anyway, let me finish this. Macau is it used to be a Portuguese colony, but they got returned to China in the late 90s. And it's part of China now, but it has a special administrative government.
Powers.
Government. And so, but it's actually. The Las Vegas of the East. So I think in a year or two, it's going to.
It's gonna have Wynn in like.
Yeah, Wynn is gonna be there in like a year or so. Yeah, but it's gonna overtake Wynn.
It's like the biggest
conglomerate.
Wynn is how what they call it.
Yeah.
W-Y-N-N. Does it stand for something?
His last name is Wynn.
Oh, wow, that is so coincidental. Should it be lose?
Exactly right.
Because you lose. So this I think you do so much more than you. Actually 50-50.
But since we're talking about this, it's going to overtake Las Vegas as the most profitable single city for
so if Las Vegas
gambling.
And Macau could wrestle, who would win?
I think
Macau
because
gambling?
In terms of gambling, yeah. I think Macau because
Las Vegas.
No, if they would wrestle, like
physically, they would wrestle. Physically,
Macau
they could
would
wrestle.
Because the Chinese are very scheming. They'd put poison, like snake blood in your tea.
Oh,
huh? That's racist.
That's really racist.
Cut.
Chinese, down with them. Kill them.
No, my dad is part Chinese, so.
Kill a part of him.
But I'm so sweet. I'm being racist.
Okay.
But it doesn't. Anyway, got nothing yet. Sorry.
Yeah.
But you guys talk, I'm gonna go to the restroom real quick.
Okay, now. Miles is going to leave us for a while because he's going to the restroom. He's got this really, really small bladder. He's got to go every, like, 2 seconds. Think his bladder is as big as...
What a drag.
I know. We actually hate him. I don't know why Kara included him in this podcasting. I know why. We included him because he has the,
Thanks.
Yeah, the hardware for it. He's got this gigantic... I can't spell it.
And mind you, this large we're laptop. The only two in this group who don't have iPods.
Yeah, we don't have iPods yet. We're poor. This is a poor country. Kara is waiting for her big brother to come home from Macau and bring her a pasalubong. A pasalubong is a gift when you go somewhere and you come back home, you have to bring something to your loved
like
ones.
Chocolates.
But Kara's asking for an iPod and his kuya just
and
said,
a
nice phone and his kuya just said, gagukka, which just means,
like,
shut up, I'm not gonna get you anything. Yeah, so, and I'm going to get an iPod soon because one of our best friends, Model Narag, which we hope to interview soon because he's a really, really cool guy. He's as tall as the Petronas Towers of Malaysia, and he's going to Hong Kong for the shopping week, and I'm sure I will have an iPod. So
he's going to Hong Kong for shopping week?
Modal, one of our bestest friends, as I've already told our listeners, and he's as tall as the Petronas Towers, one on top of the other.
Oh my gosh,
really
he's
tall.
Really tall.
Yeah, we'll send you the photos.
Yeah, and also Modal is a clown.
Not anymore.
A literal clown, right?
He used to be a clown.
That's hurtful.
You say clown?
When you say clown, not really.
No, because it's his career. If you call someone, why is it degrading? Why is a clown degrading? Because people call
him.
No,
it's not degrading. It's just, it's not.
Well,
what he does.
Yeah, it's not what he does.
It's
hosting.
It's not the only thing
mostly.
He does.
Yeah, but you know,
but it's one of the funnier things that he does. That's why we kind of,
you
call
never
him
can
that.
Tell.
Yeah, I can never can tell.
Yeah.
Also, Modal does
gymnastics.
Do Yeah, yeah, exactly. Twin
for
towers
anyone.
On top of each other, doing cartwheels. And
but recently he had this...
But doesn't he do like Tina Turner?
Yeah, he's got Tina Turner down... Maybe, yeah, maybe we can take a photo of him as Tina Turner.
No, but he was really good at impersonating people.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah.
And also imprisoning people. There was this one time he was imprisoned because he was buying pirated DVDs and...
In prison?
In prison.
In prison.
In prison? Like they brought him to jail?
Not really jail.
You gotta be kidding.
No, we have to interview him.
In prison? We have to interview him about that.
Okay, well you guys... Listeners, watch out for that episode where we interview model
because
who was imprisoned because of
buying pirated DVDs because
DVDs.
It's so cheap here and we've got an entire gigantomonstrous industry of piracy here.
Yeah, it's true.
We're all cineasts. It's a country of cineasts, actually.
What is a cineast?
I can't spell it, but I think it means people who I know because it's...
Cineasts.
Yeah.
What is a cineast?
You know, given to watching films and, you know, analyzing them and really loving them, you know.
Sticking the films up their ass.
Uh-huh. I love asses. Yeah. Oh.
Cineasts.
Yeah, I love it. And I'd like to say hi to my cousin Felicita and her boyfriend. Hi.
And hi to RT and Daryl Conception.
Yeah, and also to I'd also like to say hi to Confucius because of his really, really wisdomful words.
Yeah, I love your book.
I'd like to meet you and have my boobs signed.
Yeah.
Because your whole
I can't read Latin, but I like to speak it in front of a mirror and pretend I'm a newscaster.
Another person I'd like to Latinia. Say hi to is I'd like to say hi to Nacho Libre.
Why?
Oh my God,
why?
That's a really good film. They say
I know.
Nacho
I know.
Libre.
You know what?
Why don't we all go watch it and
you know,
then review it next episode?
It's not a good film.
No, no. Well, how do you say a good film? You take it in its context.
No, if you're gonna like do it in
like we're not a good podcast, but we are a good podcast. Is that what you're saying? Okay, I got
it's
it.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
That's
you have to take it for
you,
what it is.
You know, you can't expect much from it because you know.
Like our podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like this
if
podcast.
You're gonna look for something moral.
We're hilarious.
There's nothing moral about it. It's just fun.
Right? That's what Jack.
No, I beg to disagree. It has lots of levels to it.
You big.
It's an entire episode altogether, but it has been
we'll
reviewed.
Talk about it, and
it has been reviewed alongside with how the funness of Pirates of the Caribbean, which has more budget than Nacho Libre,
yeah, it's
and it's
fun.
been reviewed on the same level.
Yeah, when we
but
talk about
so
Nacho Libre, I also tell you about I guess because I haven't seen it, but I'll tell you about how faithful they are to the culture because I lived in Mexico for a while and.
And the comedy there would definitely work here, even
exactly.
Even viewers of not of even
we
viewers
have similar sensibilities.
Yeah, very similar. Very similar.
But I want to say hi to my friend in Chicago, Adam and Ryan. Adam Lenihan, my best friend, and Ryan Oboza. I want to say hi to you guys, and also other fans that we have in our podcast.
I like to say hi to my boyfriend.
How many fans
Ryan
do we have?
Thompson.
We have a lot of fans.
Know, yes.
Yeah, really. And
some
my very special friend Brandon Ruth. Hi.
Yes, hi.
He's a very special friend. There's nothing going on between us.
And Jeffrey Brown.
Just like to
hi
hang
too
out.
Not all of them sign up as fans though officially because they have to do it on the website. A lot of them email us and let us know who they like to listen to. This one guy was like, interview Mr. Spock because from Star Trek, and I know just that's why I wrote a little article or a little line in our website that said, don't ask us to do those things because we live in Manila.
Yes,
we don't have the geographical
they
and financial
to interview Mr. Spock.
Yeah, but that it was just being silly, but you know, things like that. We don't have the geographical means to do that.
Yeah, but we can
ice bridges melted like centuries ago. So we can cross.
Yeah,
to
that's
the
problem.
Yes.
You see, what happened was we used to be just one landmass called Pangaea.
Yeah.
Like, and then as
see,
you know, tectonic plates started moving, so separate land masses, they separated, and therefore,
and
that's the reason why you find
third world.
Uh-huh.
But we also live in a country where overpasses lead to nothing.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yes.
So that only here in Texas, my laws, you learn something new every day.
That's true. Yeah. The things you learn just by listening to our hilarity.
Which
hold
is
a second,
really
just keep on talking.
Nothing.
Nothing. If there are bottomless iced tea, should there also be like bottomless faggots, you know? I love to meet them.
I'm sure there are.
I'd like to meet them for the novelty of it, but
It's gonna freak me out if I see that they're bottomless because I love to see your bottoms. You know, the big part of why I'm, you know, like this. Wink, wink. It's because of the bottoms, bottoms. I'm actually considering changing my name into how to, something else because I'm not at, my family.
Okay, let's do that.
I haven't really.
So I'm already Apple Gloviola.
Kara doesn't have to change her name because she doesn't have to fear anything from her family.
I
but
can come out as a dragon.
I can, you know, maybe change my name. I can be.
Come out.
I can maybe be Mr. Ketchup. Or
Mr. Heinz.
Or Miss Ketchup. And this would be how Miss Ketchup would sound.
Hi, Miss Ketchup. Would you like me on your burger?
I love Miss Ketchup.
I love Miss
Ketchup. I had a couple of dates with her actually in the 70s, but she was into drugs then, so we didn't really hit it off.
Yeah, flower power and all.
Yeah, uh-huh. But I'd love to see her again. Yeah. And taste some of her tangy.
You
have
lots of anything to do with
yeah.
Okay, that's right.
This song is called I Haven't Had Sex in a Million Years. I wanna fuck la 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 la. End of song. Oh my god. And here's my number.
edit. But a lot of the people emailed me wanted to know more about us as persons. You probably don't want to talk about that maybe later
yeah.
on.
Because uh-huh.
that will disinterest you when you find uh-huh. out we're actually losers.
Yeah.
Or winners.
We're actually in a pigsty right now. Yeah. No Chili's, we're not in a restaurant. Yeah. We're just lying to you.
Yeah.
We just found this menu on the garbage.
We're not even people.
Yeah. We're not even. Email us at thanksofmylolas
at
gmail.com.
Or you can check our website at www.thanksofmylolas.podomatic.com.
And of course, Pulveron, Purple Dragon Flavor.
Ding. Or Lotus Life.
Lotus Life. Okay.
We'll see you again. My name is Miles Sanchez.
My name is Bon Reyes.
And I'm Karen.
And I am Mrs. Ketchup.
And you're listening to Thanks It's My Lolas.